Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you as we look into Psalm 107 again. We thank you for your mercies that are new, that we see things that you want us to see. Thank you, Lord. We can be reading the same psalm every day. By your power and your goodness and your bigness, you will show us what's relevant for us and open our eyes afresh to see and believe and hold fast to. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalm 107, verses 10 to 16.
Such as sit in darkness, in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of God and contemned the counsel of the Most High. Therefore, he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down, and there was none to help. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distress. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and brake their bands in sunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he hath broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder.
Hallelujah. Just listening to this morning, I think of my own life, you know, that, you know, we don't think we're rebelling against God's word and counsel, but when we're rebellious and we walking the wrong road, we are. And I just think of the many times I called on God and he came through for me. And praise God, there came a time, and through me calling on him, I got to know there's a living God. There's a God that helps where there's no other help. And that got me to that place of totally surrendering, committing my life over to him. And that's so necessary. That calling is, you know, we sometimes think, oh, well, God knows what I need. He sees everything. He knows everything. But it's his word is very clear about that. Those who call upon him will be saved. And saved is big. Saved is salvation. Saved is growing into the measure and the stature, the fullness of Jesus. Saved is to walking in the footsteps of Jesus. Saved is to doing the works that Jesus done. So, guys, the calling on the Lord from our hearts, believing in our hearts and confession with our mouth is a daily thing, eh? So, yeah, let that just be the encouragement again this morning. You know, it's always draw close to the Lord, hear afresh, and then thank him, you know. Calling on him is also thanking him. And what is so clear in this psalm, you see the horrible scenarios that man can find themselves in. But then when they call, he hears. That's a definite. And then when he hears, he makes a difference. And why? So that we can praise him. So guys, keep on acknowledging God, calling on God, and give him thanks for all that he's done and all that he's going to do. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, that you are omnipresent. You are everywhere and you are waiting for us to call on you. You are eager to help us because you are a loving Father, a caring Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.